I must admit, there's butterflies in my stomach. My knees are kind of shaking because of how nervous I am in this very first impression. Because first impressions mean a lot, and so too then does a first homily. Because I know that I'm standing on the shoulder of giants. Giants such as Father Vic Bieberle, Father Ivan Eck, the great Monsignor Gilsonen, Bishop Conley, newly ordained Bishop McKnight, and then the beloved Father John Yurok. All of them have gone before me. All of them have made their names. And it's on that I have to stand upon to continue, God willing, through His grace, to lead this wonderful parish into a deeper relationship with Christ. To be able to give our hearts, our souls, our minds and bodies to the God who gave us everything Himself. And so there's a little bit of butterflies within me. But the thing is that though pastors come and go, it is important to realize what we heard in the second reading. Our faith is built upon what we proclaim. We proclaim Christ crucified. We proclaim the very love of God that is shown in this very beautiful crucifix. This event is why we come. This event is what changes our life, our hearts, our souls, our very being. This is what we proclaim for the last 2,000 years. Because we're built upon the shoulders of the one true God, whose shoulders were stretched out and hands upon the cross. And my brothers and sisters, that crucifix then is the sign to you and to me the great zeal God has for His house. That is you and me. Because we must remember, we have been made in that image and likeness. That our soul is meant to be the dwelling place of God Himself. To where He comes and rests. To where He makes His abode. To where He abides in you and me. And He desires to abide in us perfectly. And not just compartmentally. It's not one of those things when my mom would invite a guest over, we would simply meet in the living room, we'd have the kitchen clean, but I would close my bedroom door because it was a mess. The thing is that God wants to enter into that mess. He wants to come into those areas that are not clean, and He wants to be able to purify us. He wants every part of our life to abide in Him. Not just our time here today in this hour of Mass. Not just the time that we are supposed to spend in adoration. But also the time that we spend at home. With our family, with our friends. To allow Christ to dwell in that. The time that we spend in work. To let Christ dwell with that. And the time that we read or what we watch. That Christ is dwelling in that. Every aspect of our life is meant to be a place where Christ can come and enter and share with us His unabiding love. His desire to be with us. To be with you and me. And my brothers and sisters, that's the great zeal of God. This is why He comes down to earth. To be able to cleanse our souls. For the times when we didn't follow those commandments given in the first reading. For those times that we have sinned. For those times that those vices of pride and envy, jealousy, lust, greed, you can answer all seven. But that He may come in and remove them. Or what a priest once told me, he says, we want Christ to enter in to annihilate what is not of Him. Because if it's not of God, it's of the evil one. And so we ask the Lord to continue to enter into our very lives this day. Yes, here at this Mass, and yes, through the great gift of the Eucharist. But also as we go home to spend time with family, maybe to watch the WSU game, to enter into that part. But to have the very encounter of Christ always dwelling in our souls, because we are that very temple that He desires to clean and to have complete reign over. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we approach our Lord in this Eucharist, as we come to receive His great zeal, as He becomes our very food, the very body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ to enter into us, may we allow Him to cleanse every nook and cranny, to remove every sin, every vice, everything that is not of Him, so that He may perfectly abide in us and we may become the saints He wants us to be, so that we may dwell with Him forever in heaven. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.